Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program here. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Also still to come, Johnny Ray's Games of the Week. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username LRN.FM, so feel free to connect with us that way. And the we in the studio is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
To the phones and the fun. We've got Mike in Columbus, Ohio. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks, everything FTL does, first of all, for the Liberty.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for listening. We couldn't do it without you.
It's mutual. I guess it was maybe Friday or Thursday night. Mark was on the program talking about how basically like Second Amendment rights here in the U.S. would do nothing to prevent government oppression. I don't know. I'll let Mark clarify his point if he remembers that.
And then I remember what you were saying. It was when Mark was talking about how Saddam Hussein and other dictators have had a bunch of people with machine guns in the population.
Yemenis, Afghanistan, there are lots of places
and
where
that hasn't stopped tyranny.
Yeah. I'll speak towards Iraq because I have a little bit of knowledge of that. I have a friend who's Kurdish who's studying in the U.S. And... you know, for people who don't know, Iraq kind of has two basic ethnicities of people. They're Arabs and Kurdish people. The Kurdish people are far and away the minority. I think they make up maybe 20% of the population. And those are kind of the people that Saddam had really oppressed the most.
Yep. Now, there's also the Sunnis and the Shiites that are kind of at each other, too. Saddam was a Sunni, and the Shiites, now they're ethnically the same, but they have philosophical religious differences that are extreme.
Yeah, and there are Sunni and Shia who are Kurdish, too. That's more of a religious difference.
All right.
But anyway, if you remember back to the no-fly zone in Iraq, that was basically set up. So the Kurdish people in the north, who kind of live in a very mountainous region, had some protection from Saddam after the first Gulf War, because in the 80s, Saddam had tried to do a genocide in Halabja and some other cities. That's the poison gassing and all that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So by and away, the Kurdish resistance was a lot stronger to Saddam and the Ba'athists, and they were pretty much able to effectively defend themselves with weapons that they had. A lot of them were supplied from the Soviet Union, and they have always historically had the help of a very mountainous geography, and that, you know, bodes well if you're fighting a defensive war.
It does help, that's for sure.
So
having the high ground matters.
Yes. You know, Saddam was able to oppress and kill up to, some will say, like 500,000 people in Halabja and other areas. But by and large, that remained a pretty autonomous region. From what I've been explained by my friend and her family, because they were able to defend themselves with weapons that were mostly supplied through the Soviet Union and... and there's some Iranian connections in the north and on the east. So I know it's just, you know, a point that I thought needed clarified, and it might not mean anything, but I thought I'd throw it out there.
So you're not really rebutting anything as much as you're just saying, well, look, here's the circumstance in a oppressive regime where the guns, the people were, I'm not sure whether they were allowed to have them or not, and I guess that's kind of what is kind of confusing me here. People had, they were able to use to at least say semi-autonomous.
Yeah, they were definitely able to protect themselves more than some of the Arabs in the south were able to. And, you know, Saddam Hussein came to power through a military coup. Then he gave all the power to the people from his village, basically, and people who, you know, looked like him, spoke like him. But there were people who were able to successfully escape or rebel against Saddam and the Ba'athists.
Were they allowed to have those weapons? Or were those weapons that were allowed within whatever rules they might have had there?
I am not clear on that. Okay. I know there have been separate legal systems and stuff inside of Iraq. And basically, a lot of the people in the north just disregarded a lot of Saddam's creeds and, you know, rules and that. So, you know, there are, you just have to kind of use that as an instance where people didn't defend themselves, even though they had weapons, but I just wanted to clarify that there were people who defended themselves and defended themselves effectively.
So I guess what frustrates me about the whole situation is there are people out there that seem to make it out like guns are the most important freedom that we have. And I'm pretty sure that once guns are the freedom you've got, that you're defending, that you've already lost. If you're defending the right to keep and bear arms, whatever other defenses you should have put up to this point, you failed to do. Because if they're coming after your guns, they believe they own you. Whereas if you could speak and do all these, there's so many things one can do before guns that I just kind of feel like the gun polishers, the gun advocates out there, they're so frustrating to me because they always hold the line on this issue. But what about all the other lines you let go before that?
Can you give an example of what other line? I guess you said speech.
Right. Well, I guess, okay, so here's for me, an extreme example is you'll find every once in a while some militia activists or militia group, you know, freaking out and doing something or being arrested or whatever. They do something bad or being arrested, and they're activists, essentially, for the right to keep and bear arms. When they, you know, they go and they die or they get arrested for what it is that they believe in, when they could have, you know, they could have done so many more things before that, up to and including moving for the Free State Project.
Not paying taxes.
Not pay taxes, not do a variety of things, but instead what they want to do is they want to go out and shoot somebody for freedom.
Okay. I don't know any very many one-issue Second Amendment rights advocates. I think a lot of the people who support Second Amendment rights, it's hard to quantify what they hold. First, I know a lot are religious and have, you know, religious freedoms, and there are some people who are liberty-minded and have other issues that they hold up. But, okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, but it's not uncommon to see people commenting online about how, get your guns ready, they're coming for your freedoms! But what have they done up until this point? And thanks for the call, Mike. I'm going to let you go. A lot of phone noise there. 855-453.
Don't like phone noise, do you?
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's not uncommon to see comments like that online about, you know, people arming up for the end. Well, wait, what have you done before this? Why is it you either just vote for somebody or you just start shooting? I mean, isn't there something in between there, like non-cooperation, civil disobedience, refusal to do as you're told? How about those options? Can we implement some of those? Or does it have to jump straight to violence? Is that what you were getting at?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know even if I'm right or wrong on this issue. I'd love to be, I'd love somebody to make it clear. I think that he's pointed out some interesting stuff that, yeah, these people were able to use their weapons to keep them semi-autonomous. And, you know, maybe that's true in some countries around the world where, you know, that was the fourth largest military. But let's not forget, if the United States government cut 85% of its military budget, it would still be the largest military in the world. Hmm. So you get some kind of clue what the difference between first and second is on this planet. It's a big, big lead the U.S. has as far as its military technology over the other countries. How many people with whom you're going to hold up are you going to be able to hold off the U.S. military? What percentage of the population do you need? Because I think you're going to need several million. And if they decide to come after you with their stuff, you're dead.
Pretty much. 855-453 is a toll-free number. Share your thoughts. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The show is Free Talk Live, which means you may take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got news updates on our site. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, your choice. Enjoy. Sign up at news.freetalklive.com. All of those options are completely free. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com.
QuantumVibe.com is a web comic. They update it daily, or at least weekdays. And that's really incredible in the world of web comics. So go check it out. I think it's really worth the read. It is a liberty-oriented science fiction webcomic about a young gal who travels about the solar system dealing with the hazards of space travel, and it has lots of science in it, too, and I think that that's a real plus that I enjoy. And, you know, human interactions, you know, sort of pitting the statists and the corporatists against the liberty-minded folks. It's a fascinating story. If you've not read it, go check it out at quantumvibe.com. It's free, it's in color, and you'll really enjoy it. And if you have read it, go get the book, Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole. It's available through shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon, and directly from bigheadpress.com. It's as little as $15. Actually, it's less than, there's a discount if you go through Amazon, but, you know, whatever, go through bigheadpress.com, and I'm sure Scott Beezer gets a bit more of the cut. Whatever you prefer, it's Quantum Vibe Volume 1. It's a great story, and I'm actually working my way through it. I got a signed copy from Scott Beezer while I was out at Freedom Fest. QuantumVibe.com.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. James is on the line listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Hi.
Hi, James.
Just calling in to talk tonight because I've heard you all talk about regulations in the business environment and how costly that can be. And I'm actually the executive director of a nonprofit summer camp and just wanted to call and share some of the absurd regulations and kind of their costs for us. In case
sure, please want. Do. This is there's no better call than this.
Oh, good. I've got a couple of doozies. One in particular was that the local county this year decided that 8 feet is no longer a safe diving distance for diving in our lake, basically. So, of course, now we have firm structures in place just where you can dive, and our lake is only so deep. So they came and said, you can't dive off these docks anymore because now it's 9 feet is the safe distance, right?
Hold up. So for how many years has this camp been open?
48 years.
48 years.
And how many people have died clunking their heads in the bottom
or injuries.
Of the...
How about just injuries?
Zero.
Diving injuries.
Zero.
Zero diving injuries? Come on, somebody.
Forever, but we've never had a diving injury since I've been here. And
wow.
No diving deaths, for sure.
Just, you'd think running along the dock or whatever, somebody would, you know, stub their toe, rip off a toenail or something.
That wouldn't count as a diving injury, I don't think. I think you actually have to dive in order to receive a diving injury. So, so no injuries, but nonetheless, the rules are the rules.
Right, and so the recommendation is, well, you just move your dock back, you know, another 20 feet, and, you know, that'll solve it. Of course, moving a dock back 20 feet costs us about... I mean, if we added dock, it would cost, I don't know, $4,800. And if we added that as well, it would also extend our shoreline because they say you can only have 75 feet from the shore to the last person swimming. So we would also have to add another lifeguard, which, of course, is, you know, $15 an hour. So, they just pile up. So that one I thought was mostly hilarious because you like the picture guys there and there, like Mark says, you know, in the lab coats saying, here we go. You know, this is the perfect distance to dive down, but...
So what did they send some bureaucrat out with a tape measurer and
they got a stick?
Yeah,
they got a big long stick.
I mean, they'll send you out. First, you have to have the dock marked. So there needs to be red paint on there on a white background that says. And these are all specific, by the way. I'm not making this up.
I believe you.
And they'll drop a like a brick with a rope, basically, and measure it for you. And if it's not the right distance, it's essentially a fine. But you know, there's only so many of these things that you can do wrong before you start getting in big trouble. So so that was one that we just thought was so funny.
How they came to the conclusion that 8 feet is no longer acceptable, an acceptable diving depth, and that now must be 9 feet?
Well, I actually asked, and they just said, it just comes in from the state. You know, that's what my rep at the department tells me. And she's a really, really nice person. You know, she's just doing her job, et cetera. And,
just doing her job. I understand.
And I asked her, well, I've asked this before about other regulations. Like another one was that we can no longer serve foraged mushrooms in the kitchen, you know. And the reason was that some of these are, they can make you sick, you know.
Yeah, they could.
I said, but I have a guy here who's my chef who actually sells mushrooms to the famous Moosewood restaurant, you know, and he's just knows his mushrooms. He sells it to these places who serves the stuff. And
we can't take a chance.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, what about berries? Berries can make you sick. She says, but you know which berries you can eat, you know.
You're killing me.
So.
Now, are these specific camp regulations? Could I sell those same mushrooms at any other restaurant, or is it just like the restaurant regulations applying to your kitchen?
Right. So there's different regulations for different types of businesses. So basically, I think it's a childcare thing where, like, kids come in and they're not subject to the same sort of buyer beware standards that you would have in a restaurant environment.
Gotcha.
So I think, and I think it's a custody thing. Because, you know, in a normal situation, again, if you bring your kids to some lake somewhere, you're going to dive wherever you want, you know. But no, camps are different. But, you know, and it's funny because, like you said, we've been here 48 years, and she can believe that no one has a better incentive to make sure no one dies on the bottom of the lake or eats a poisonous mushroom than me. Because if that happens, I get personally sued probably, and the camp shuts down, and I have to move, you know, like all these terrible things would happen. But I guess they're more concerned about it.
Is there a diving board on this particular structure?
Well, no, that's the other thing. I was laughing with my facilities director, is that it's a dock. It's literally probably 8 inches from the water. So unless you're like an NBA player, I've tried to just do a standing dive and reach the bottom, you know, with my
momentum. You're not even going to come close. You don't have any extra momentum, you know, coming off of there.
Sure. Well, and ironically, too, we also have a big 10-foot-tall inflatable thing you can bounce on and jump in from that, since you don't dive, there's no depth requirement, you know. So, I mean, we also
so
have
kids can jump so. Off. They right. they can jump off of this particular structure. They just can't go into a dive formation.
Yeah, that's the good science behind it, right? So,
oh wow,
it's stunning. You'd think you'd be able to get just as far down pointing your toes as you would be to you know, pointing your arms.
Yeah,
maybe
you
I'm
could.
Wrong there. I don't
no,
know.
You probably could.
Yeah, but you'd bump your toes, and that's not quite as big a deal as bumping your head, you know, Mark. So.
Yeah. Well, actually, I had a history teacher who was a partial quadriplegic, which means that he could move, like, his arms but not his hands or something. I'm not entirely sure what the terminology is. And he dove across a pool and hit his arms. He didn't hit his head. He hit his arms, and it paralyzed him for life.
Oh, my gosh.
This, I mean, you know, it's a freak accident.
Right.
Life's like that.
Well, sure. Yeah, you take risks in your own life, and then you kind of see what happens, right? I mean, I wanted to share one more with you. I'm sure you got
okay,
one.
Okay, please. Yeah, yeah.
This is a really good one, too. So there's another rule where, so we have our well water, right? And, again, the camp's been running on 50 years. This well's been there for even longer than that before we purchased the property. And,
you're trying to poison people, I understand.
You have to test the chlorine in the water every single day. We have to add chlorine to the water to a certain level to kill, you know, whatever they believe to be the bad stuff.
Hold that story, James. We are going to continue with it here in a moment. Stand by. 855 453.
This place is a death camp. They're poisoning the kids. They're throwing them in the water. And they're doing everything but tying rocks around their legs and drowning them.
More in moments. 855-453. You can take control. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans. For your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the Free Talk Live toll-free line brought to you by SACL CAI. We also have Skype. You can Skype in to us at username lrn.fm. Do send us a friend request or a contact request on Skype. We will approve it, and then it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype from that point on. So again, Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up with ridiculous regulations that James is sharing with us. He's a camp director in upstate New York, and he's telling us about some of these just stupid rules that are being forced upon him by these government bureaucrats who believe they know what's best, as opposed to a camp that's been run for 48 years without a single issue at the diving area. Now diving has been completely prohibited because it's not 9 feet deep instead of eight. You know, it was 8 feet. It is 8 feet deep. The rule in New York used to be 8 feet. Now they've changed it to 9 feet, and now you can't dive off the dock anymore. And other ridiculous rules. We'll continue with that here in moments.
A healthy prostate means fewer trips to the bathroom, and it can be very difficult at night if you've got, as a man, prostate problems. One way to handle that is PT9. It's from Chamonix. It's got six natural ingredients. Chamonix is known for its natural ingredients that in clinical studies have been shown to keep the prostate healthy. It also boosts testosterone, which has all kinds of health benefits for males, and you can get the pill with a six-month money-back guarantee. Give them a call at 800-543-5833. The PT9's ingredients have been shown to be all natural to help boost your testosterone levels, to keep your prostate healthy. It's all in one pill. It's PT9, 800-543-5833. And right now, they've got an introductory half-price trial offer. If you call them at 800-543-5833.
Let's go back to James. He is in upstate New York, a camp director for how many years have you been there now, James?
I've been here about 3 years now.
3 years, and the rules and the regulations keep getting more restrictive. You were telling us about some sort of rule that requires that you test a well for chlorine and actually add some amount of chlorine to it on a daily basis. Go ahead.
Yes. So we're also a retreat center, so we're here all year round, and one of the requirements that they demand from you is a monthly chlorine sample test. So you have to test the chlorine in the water. Of course, my office here is guaranteed is probably half a mile away from where our well is, so chlorine dissipates in the line. So they require us to run the water for as long as it takes to, you know, get a chlorine residue in the water, basically. So that means running it for about an hour every single day.
It's so wasteful.
It's 150 gallons. We measured it.
Wow.
One time. And so, you know, we're doing
every
this,
day.
Every day, yeah. And so, you know, we may or may not do it every day. We certainly submit the test reports now, but it's just insane because, you know, we'll talk to them and say, I mean, because we tried to, like, save it. I mean, we actually put in a huge garden that we irrigate with it and stuff when we used to do it every day. But then it's just too much water. You know, you just can't use 150 gallons of water every day. You know, you can't bottle it up and sell it because, of course, there's regulations with that, even though the water tests out as a higher grade water than it's mandated for spring waters and things like that.
No. You can't just call it spring water just because it comes from a spring. What the hell?
No, exactly. Not only does it cost us this time and efficiency and all the paperwork and the emailing, but it's energy. You know, that all this runs from electricity, and pumping out 150 gallons isn't nothing. You know, that water has to be pulled up from 50 feet below the surface of the earth and
crazy
and distributed. And I mean, it winds up, I mean, we looked at the regulatory stuff because there's 15 other things I could tell you, but I'm sure you had other things to talk about. But it really is by far the most expensive thing that we deal with on a year-to-year basis.
Even more expensive than staffing?
It's really hard to say. I mean, because this is underneath all these things. Like, for instance, the unemployment regulations. We had a guy who we had to let go for really, really clear reasons, who was able to collect unemployment, which was $406 a week for like 65 weeks or something, you know.
Ian, are you aware that if you fire somebody that you have to pay their unemployment?
Nope, didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought there was a program that did that.
There is a program. It steals money from employers that intended to fire somebody to get it.
Exactly. So you can kind of insure yourself against this, but only so far. And this also, by the way, makes us very gun shy about hiring new employees too.
Sure.
Like we wanted to hire a guy full time. Years ago, you know, our business has been growing quite a bit in the last few years, and you know, my board of trustees was really gun shy about it because we had just been burned by two different employees to the tune of basically their combined salary was like what I was making, you know, as an active employee working here, you know, 9-hour days, 6 days a week. But we just had to pay them, you know, even though they basically completely violated our policies and didn't do a good job either, you know.
Now you said a lot of these regulations are applicable to camps. Do you know if it's better in other places? Like, you know, if you were to go run a camp in New Hampshire, would it be any better, or is it just as bad everywhere else?
You know, it's a good question. Because, I mean, basically, you know, to give you a little background for me, the reason we moved here originally, my wife and I, with our kids, is because we wanted to live more freely. And we thought, you know, living on 850 acres, you know, in a nonprofit where the business itself doesn't pay any taxes sounded like a pretty sweet deal.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we definitely still get hit up by the man a lot. You know, a lot of the regulations we face, too, are federal ones, like facing a nonprofit, like things we can fundraise for and things we can not, how we have to file, you know, all these little things that really kind of add up and just dig away into your efficiency. It's just so much time. That's the other thing, you know, just all that paperwork you have to go through, and it doesn't feel quite as free as we anticipated.
Yeah, and how much of that are you having to handle? I mean, you're the director of the camp, so yeah, I mean, how much of the paperwork?
I'm the CEO of the camp, and I handle all that stuff. So I deal with all the interactions with the IRS.
If you didn't have all these regulations and bureaucrats and forms and all that to deal with, I mean, how much more time would you have every week to actually go out and observe the camp counselors
or do the job of a counselor?
Yeah. Well, he's not a counselor. He's a CEO.
I know, but that doesn't mean that. Okay, look, he's the head chef and bottle washer. Let's be 100% clear. If he didn't have to do all this paperwork, I'll bet he could be a counselor too.
I think so. I mean, it's, you know, it's different because I kind of prioritize my time, so I'm less busy during summer camp because we actually run a really like a freestyle of camp too that involves me having to be there. It's kind of like a high wire act sometimes with giving kids a lot of personal freedom. So I'm actually out in the field a lot during the summer, but during the rest of the year, I mean, it's certainly 100+ hours. I mean, because it's also
per.
Right, it's 100, I would say not 100 hours a week, obviously, but it's probably, if I really had to say, I'd say it's about 200 hours a year that I spend on that stuff, with not just filing the taxes, but also preparing for these inspections, filing safety plans. Like, I need to submit a safety plan every year that's about 75 pages, single-spaced.
Okay.
And And all stuff, again, that's strictly common sense, you know. It's like, of course, I want nothing more than this camp to succeed. And so, I don't know, it's really challenging. But we've actually been eyeballing just coming out to New Hampshire anyway, if there was like a good camp gig that opened up, because we just love camp and love that environment with kids.
Yeah, I'd be curious. It'd be really interesting to find out, you know, comparing one to the other. Is New Hampshire dramatically more free? Is it a little bit more free? Is it as restrictive as New York?
Because is there some place where somebody can run a camp and it be more free? You'd think that some of these less populated states just wouldn't have had the time to pass all these rules, but maybe
you never know.
A lot
could
of federal rules.
Hey, James, thanks for sharing all that tonight with us. Appreciate that, and hopefully none of the bureaucrats that regulate you are listening. So,
I was wondering about that, but whatever, man. We'll just move to New Hampshire if we get this place shut down. Yeah.
Right, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate
right,
that. And good luck. 855, 450 free. Yeah, man, moving out to the woods thinking that's going to solve your problems. And guess what? The bureaucrats are there, too. Wherever you go, there they are. And they've always got something to tell you, something they want you to do for them.
And many of the people that support regulations they're just sort of the opinion, look, it doesn't matter if there are 9 useless regulations as long as we have that one important one.
The children, Mark.
Right. And it's as if a business that is going to be sued, you know, to poverty isn't incentivized to keep people safe. Yeah, there absolutely are people that run unsafe circumstances, but I think that ultimately everybody's responsible for their own safety.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a camp story you want to tell. Actually, we talked about summer camp, specifically church camp, on the recent episode of Puke and the Gang, which I believe is available now, pukeandthegang.com. I was on this weekend. Church camp was one of the variety of subjects that we discussed. 855-450-FREE. More Free Talk Live coming up in moments with Johnny Ray's Games of the Week. Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control here, toll free. Even in these remaining moments, maybe you want to tell us a camp story. It is that time of year. Young people all across the country are heading away from their parents' homes and going to various different styles of camps. Some of them were the day style camps that, Mark, you were telling us during the break that you had attended. More of like a daytime house the kids together kind of camp, get them out of the parents' hair.
I know it had some kind of what would be considered now like an insensitive Indian name, but I can't remember for the life of me what it was. It was a YMCA camp down in near Bradenton, Florida, where I lived. Obviously, we didn't go too far for it, but I was at home at night.
I remember my parents sent me to one of those camps. It was like, I don't remember if you had to get there by a school bus or whatever it was, but it was run by the city government in Sarasota. It was just like something for the kids to do during the summer, and it would happen at schools, and it was just bad. Like, it was just, you know, kids being punk kids and all that, and like too many kids to be monitored by the amount of adults they had there. And I don't know. It wasn't near as fun as going to Christian camp, which I also attended. That was where
I went to the Vacation Bible School, which was held at churches, and
you had to
like
go home at night, right?
Yeah.
I went to the church camp where you would go into the woods at a real campground for a week and stay with the same group of kids for the whole week. That was, for me, it was a lot of fun growing up.
Church camp is where you go to hook up with the girls, right?
I was probably a little too young for that at most of my years at church camp, and as I got older, I would have had no idea how to hook up with the girls there anyway. So, I don't know, Johnny Ray, did that work out for you?
No, I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah.
You guys, oh my God. I did a few sleepovers at the church, and my God, you can't hook up there.
You hooked up at a church?
What does, yes.
That means, typically means having sex,
no,
right?
No, it didn't mean that there.
Yeah,
certainly found girlfriends for the...
You got some kissing.
Evening some and more.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and more. Little up the skirt kind of
stuff.
All right, that'll do, Ian.
So, there are certainly things like that happen at camps as well. Didn't happen to me, though. So, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Thankfully, I was not aware of whatever the government regulations were when I was a kid, because that probably would have ruined my time at camp if we'd been aware of all the stupid crap that these poor camp counselor types have to go through just in order to have some fun or to allow the kids to have some fun. It's a real shame. So speaking of fun things, Johnny Ray, you have games of the week this week. And that's because last week we really didn't get through, I don't think very effectively, what game. I don't know if you were intending to bring that one back around or what was your intention.
That's exactly what I've done for the past, 4 or 5 weeks. there's sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't. A couple of times the games have been given short shrift. Mm-hmm. So I brought three that was some two of them we've heard before. One of them is new. So I'm going to go.
Where do you
want
to start?
I'm going to start at the beginning.
Okay.
Knights of Pen and Paper plus one. This is an Android game. It's from Behold Studios, published by Paradox Interactive. Cost me $2.99 at the Android store, at the App Store, the Google Play Store. Pardon me.
You buy a lot of games.
It's true. There's a lot of free-to-play games out there.
Mm-hmm.
That model, I look down on it, and I have the... And I assume that that's going to be kind of a crap game where...
If it's free, you figure it's going to be junk?
It's going to be junk, and they're going to be pumping me for money for, you know, in-app purchases. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. You buy upgrades and things like that.
Exactly. So if you want to get the real game experience, you're going to have to spend money anyway, so...
So you'll just buy a game blind. I mean, you don't... These are not trials. The ones that you're buying, they do not have a free trial. You're not playing the trial first and then saying, yeah, I really want to get this game. You're just going right in, you look at the description and buy it, or are you getting recommendations from some website? What's guiding your purchase?
I've done that before where I've done the free trial, but normally what guides my purchase is just browsing at the Google Play Store. I'll put in a search for a game for a word like strategy, because I'm big on strategy games, and that's you're going to have a better strategy experience on a mobile device than you're going to have a first person shooter experience
for sure.
On a mobile device. And I've always liked strategy games anyway, so
you're just willing to try it. If it's a strategy game, you're willing to throw down $3 and give it a shot.
I'll go and browse through the titles that it gives me, and then I'll see one that catches my eye because of the title and mm-hmm. because of the picture, and then I'll dive into that. I'll look at the
ratings?
Screenshots.
What about
I'll
ratings?
Read some of the reviews. Yeah, I'll see if a whole ton of people have been playing and what the shakedown is between 5 stars to 1 star.
All right, so give it to me. What was it called? Knights of what?
Yeah, Knights of Pen and Paper. This is the Plus One edition. It cost me $2.99 from Behold Studios, which is a Brazilian outfit, and Paradox Interactive is the publisher. And I can't tell you much about Paradox.
It's okay.
But it's a big
publisher. Tell me about the game.
Well, it's an RPG. It's a role-playing game, and it's about the RPG experience that some of us had growing up. Me, for example, I played D&D with my buddies, and for me, D&D was basically rolling up characters. We didn't really get into the story and the adventures and stuff. We would just break out the player's handbook and roll up characters, and that was the funnest part, and that was usually enough. But
We would skip through the parts where, you know, like the actual sort of storytelling parts and like just get to the monster slaying.
Uh-huh.
That's what we wanted to do.
Yeah. So this game, Knights of Pen and Paper, it fuses the fantasy world that the DM is creating and the real world. It's the display, it's kind of a static video experience for you. You're looking at the backs of the heads of the people playing the game. And
is it multiplayer?
The table, no, it's
okay.
Not. No.
So it's a single-player game.
Single-player game. Okay. You're looking at the little guys sitting at the table playing their D&D game. And one of the ways that conceit is given to you is you've got your classes, you know, a warrior, mage, cleric, and so forth, necromancer, rogue. But the races, the quote races, are sort of like video RPG player archetypes, stereotypes. Like so the races are little brother, granny, Mrs. Goldberry, who I think is like supposed to represent a teacher who is indulging her students and getting in on the fun with them. Paris, as in Paris Hilton, she's one of the characters that I picked.
I'm confused. So the game is you watching other players play a role playing game?
Yeah, you're taking the part in the battles.
Mm-hmm.
You're deciding whether they're going to attack or what spell they're going to use. You're also playing the DM insofar as
the dungeon master.
Thank you, the dungeon master. Insofar as you're picking when they get into these encounters, you're picking the types of beasts they're fighting, how many of them there are.
Okay.
But the picture that you see is it's kind of like a stage, like a theater stage. It's interesting.
What's the object of the game?
The object of the game is to play through the story. You select these missions. You play through the story. It gives you a story that is very rote. There's a lot of charm in this game, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to the stuff I was talking about before, how they bring up the tropes of the tabletop RPG experience. You can buy pizza, and that'll give you certain bonuses. You can buy like a little aquarium, and that'll give you like a permanent bonus. And some of the things that these people say, none of which come to mind right now. It's very charming. It's, like I said, it's from Brazilian, so sometimes the language that they use is, they speak English very well, but sometimes a little something will sneak in there that is funny. Some of the other characters that you can find in the game are actually the developers of the game, and you can slot them into your players. So you'll take Little Brother.
Like, you've played this one enough to really enjoy it.
I've played it to completion. I actually beat it.
That's got to be a good game. I mean, if you go all the way to the end of a game, that's usually a sign that it's a good one, right?
It's certainly, for me, it is, because I give up easy on this type of stuff.
Right.
But the story was real typical, real conventional. It kept me coming back just to see what the next monster was going to look like. Mm. And there's replayability. There's a lot of different character and class mixes that you can do. They've got different abilities, so you might want to go through the thing again.
Well, see, now what we've done is we've talked the whole time about this one game. I knew there was no chance we were going to get to the other two.
And now those are going to be executed with a short shrift.
Yeah, so you want to give us a short shrift on the other two, or
sure. What I've been playing and has really sucked me in is a game called Might and Magic: Clash of Heroes. This game came out in 2009, I think. I don't have it written down here,
for but Android?
it came out first for Nintendo DS.
Okay,
and it's set in the Might and Magic universe, which is a PC game. Basically, it's a match 3 game. Match 3, like Candy Crush Saga.
You'll have to tell us about it next week, because I don't want to do any more teasing of it. It sounds like you're really into it. Let's get into it next week on Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. But you did recommend Knights of Pen and Paper Plus One Edition. You said Android. It looks like it's iPhone, too, according to their website.
Yeah, and that's a half-hearted recommendation.
We'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com. Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.